This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel freed two hostages held by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in Rafah on Monday in a rescue operation which killed dozens of Palestinians in the southern Gaza city, where about 1 million civilians have sought refuge from months of bombardments. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In the operation, Israel says it freed two hostages held by Hamas. Israeli Argentines Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Haar. They were among about 250 people taken hostage during the October 7th raid by militants that triggered Israel's war on Gaza. Israel said airstrikes were launched so its forces could get out. Hamas's armed wing says three hostages died in their aftermath without elaborating. People in the city said two mosques and several residential buildings were hit in more than an hour of strikes.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone toward a larger ceasefire.
We're actively working for peace, security, and dignity for both the Palestinian people and the Israeli people. And I'm working on this day and night.
Judges in the Netherlands have ordered the Dutch government to halt the export of F-35 fighter jet parts to Israel, citing a clear risk of violations of international law. A trio of human rights organizations brought a civil suit against the Netherlands in December. They argue the delivery of parts for the aircraft makes the Netherlands complicit in possible war crimes. A lower court sided with the government in January. The decision can be appealed. This is VOA.